to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to start with board president comments, and I do have a statement that I want to read. On behalf of the Board of Education and administration of the White House Central School District, it is important that we make clear the district's requirements and path forward in regard to masking. As you may be aware, a court in New York City area ruled on Monday of last week that the State Department of Health exceeded its authority in enacting the school masking requirements. Since that time, there has been significant confusion and misinformation regarding the impact of the court's decision on public school districts and whether or not masking requirements remained in effect or had been stayed. On Tuesday of last week, the State Department of Health appealed the lower court's decision to the appellate court and sought a stay of the lower court's decision. On Tuesday, the appellate court stayed the lower court's decision until further order of the appellate court. In light of the appellate court's ruling, public school districts in New York State remain legally subject to the Department of Health's masking requirements for the time being, and the district will continue to adhere to the department's requirements. On Tuesday of last week, the appellate court also ordered the parties in that litigation to submit additional briefing to the appellate court regarding the stay. That briefing was due to the appellate court last Friday. It is believed that at some time, the appellate court will issue a further ruling in that case, either keeping the stay in place or removing the stay. However, we cannot predict if and when the appellate court will make that ruling. Therefore, as stated above, the school district remains legally subject to the Department of Health's masking requirements at this time, and those requirements will continue to be followed. The White House Central School District, as well as all public school districts in the state, are educational institutions, not a regulatory entity. Mandating masks is an executive branch and New York State Department of Health decision to which public school districts must comply. To be perfectly clear, this district is an educational institution, and this Board of Education cannot selectively pick and choose which laws of New York State and regulations of the governmental offices that we will follow. This is not how a school district operates. Just as we would not direct the transportation department on which DMV laws and regulations to follow and which not to follow. We will fulfill our mission of educating our students while following all applicable laws and regulations for the state and county in which our district and its community reside. This does not mean that the district necessarily agrees with the requirements. Rather, we are compelled to follow them until the time comes that there is a change at the executive level. Until that time, the district will continue to follow the Department of Health's masking requirements. Do any other board members have any comments?
Well said.
Thank you. We will go on to superintendent's comments.
All right. Great piece of news was announced this week. Savannah Ross has been selected to represent Whitehall as part of the Teen Excellence Awards, which is coming up in March. Big congratulations goes out to Savannah and her family. It's truly a big honor to be selected. I'd like to, again, thank our community for continuing to work with the district. As Roxanne indicated, there's been a great deal of confusion, misinformation, and we're very, very hopeful that February 10th, when the governor is supposed to opine as to whether or not she is planning to continue with a masking mandate, hopefully a decision is made at that point in time that will help us move forward. We have a very good fortune tonight of appointing a couple of folks. We've got a school psychologist as well as a speech-language pathologist that we will be appointing. Both of those positions are exceptionally difficult to find, and we have been without both for quite some time now. So I'm very excited that we found a couple of outstanding candidates to fulfill those positions. We'll be talking a lot this evening about our infrastructure needs, particularly as it relates to our heat and ventilation up at the elementary school. We'll be taking care of the seeker as well as some approvals so that we can start to move forward with getting costs and putting a plan in place to have appropriate heating and ventilation up at the elementary school. I would also like to share that I'm very pleased that last week on Wednesday, the district received a $20,000 library grant from Dollar General. I'd like to thank Mr. Burgess for taking care of that in my absence. I greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to all that will come from that grant and our ability to purchase additional books. That's all I have.
Welcome, everybody. Love the signs, and we certainly appreciate the visit to the Board of Education. But we are going to have to ask you that unless you decide to mask up, you are in violation of law.
No.
We have to try to interpret it for ourselves.
Not according to the New York State Supreme Court.
You are in violation of New York State Education law.
You want to tell me to put one on?
Yeah.
And what's gonna happen?
You guys actually need N95s or else you're not even in compliance.
Yeah. You don't even have
N95s. You need to wear N95.
Hey, is there a science teacher up there that you can wipe it and put it in the teacher's bowl? Show me how much bacteria is in that mask.
I'd like a motion from the board to adjourn the meeting, please.
Why, you guys?
Listen, please, just listen for a second. You guys, I wish you'd been here 10 minutes earlier.
Oh, sure.
Just listen. Hey, you guys, I was born and raised here.
Well,
I think you guys would be totally surprised how many people at this
stand
table.
Stand up for the kids. Stand up. Stand
are you going to let me finish?
Stand up.
Stand
up. Hey.
We are learning.
Nothing's going to get accomplished
if we don't listen and talk with each other, okay?
Listen, I agree.
And it's not good for us to yell at them, okay?
You can't.
Let's hear what they have to say. They'll hear us, all right?
And we
Let's discuss this.
Public comments. Public comments are at the end of the meeting.
That's fine. We'll listen.
But I am going to have to ask you to mask, or we will end the meeting.
I'm going on. I just want the meeting to go on.
Please put a mask on. Thank you.
Anybody that masks can stay if they don't have to go.
If you mask, you can stay, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're not following CDC guidelines with your mask.
I'll have to ask you to leave, or we'll end the meeting if you don't mask.
So the school district getting $5,000, it's not worth it. Guys, and I agree. Nobody's enforcing it. You guys are getting funding to enforce it.
But you can be. You can get fined.
So we're getting funding.
How much we're getting paid?
Hold on. Guys, the state commissioner said there's nobody going out enforcing it.
Excuse me. Time out. Excuse me.
You guys are actually breaking the law.
You guys are sure.
I have a motion on the table to adjourn the meeting.
That they're enforcing the law. They don't even know that's legal.
Do we have a second?
We have a law.
We have a
fire superintendent.
Fire superintendent.
From the says we don't even know if this law is legal.
He's enforcing a law. He doesn't know that's legal.
I need a second. I need a second to adjourn our meeting. Thank you. All in favor?
We call the law. It's a big runaround. The only way you're getting it done is right here.
Terry,
with
you being all in favor of adjourning.
You guys are here for our kids' benefit.
Walk away. Yep. That's how you get stuff done.
Actually, if they're going to walk out.